Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Blitz coming. And D'Angelo Hall snatches it away. And Hall will go the distance. My, oh my.
He had no chance of completing that pass.
Third interception for D'Angelo Hall.
You're going to see that D'Angelo Hall breaks across his face, but Johnny Knox has got to stay on the move. You can't. When there's a route that's contested, you can't just then stop on the route because that's what happens when you do.
Deep ball. D'Angelo Hall with his fourth interception of the game.
You know, Jay Cutler wants to take a shot, but there's no double move to get D'Angelo Hall to jump it.
Excellent work by Tanny as per usual. Highlight courtesy of Fox. It wasn't just four interceptions in a game. It was four interceptions and a half.
And then it was what he said after. That was the thing. To cement it in our brains forever. He said he knew that Jay was going to give it to him.
Yeah.
He knew that Jay Cutler was going to give him the ball. And he laughed. He laughed at our quarterback. And we all had to face the possibility that we might have a lemon at quarterback. And history tells us Cutler wasn't a lemon in full, but he was going to put the ball in harm's way every damn week.
And Jay was the type of person, too, where vengeful would be a good word for him as a quarterback. Like, if he knew that D'Angelo Hall was getting him, he'd go after him to try and get some get back.
Yeah.
And that's what happened the entire game. It didn't matter if he was Hester or Knox. Jay was throwing it over there.
Yeah, he was.
And D'Angelo Hall was like, cool.
Yeah, Jay got all stubborn. You're absolutely right. Jay got stubborn. He's like, I can still fit it in there. Not like, oh, I didn't that time. Okay. But now I can still fit it in there.
Well, he always thought that he could fit the ball because he did have, like, if you could build a quarterback, it would look like Jay Cutler. The problem is
not the face.
Well, Jay's a good looking man.
Yeah, but he's got
a punchable face.
He's got jerk face. I said it the morning after his first game against the Packers as a Bear. I said Jay's gonna have a hard time because he has a case of jerk face, and he.
I know the guy's not perfect. I know the guy's a jerk face at times.
Oh yeah,
but that doesn't bother me.
Good for you, Doug.
Doug is the best.
Like who you like.
Doug all the time.
But the jerk face was a problem.
D'Angelo Hall is now going to go interview for the job in with the 49ers.
As the defensive backs coach. You saw earlier today that he got let go as the assistant defensive backs coach in Carolina. And you're like, man, D'Angelo Hall can't keep a job. But it turns out
he might be getting a new job, a better job.
They allowed him to break free so he could go interview for. I wouldn't have picked him as a coach. I wouldn't have pegged that as a coach. Like, he seemed to be somebody who enjoyed the life as much as the football. And the coach has to enjoy the football as much as the life, doesn't he?
He does. And this was D'Angelo on with Peanut talking about Jay Cutler.
I remember that the game with Cutler, and I think we were just sitting there like, why in the hell is this dude still throwing the ball to D. Hall?
I played Jay Cutler probably 2 years prior to that when I was in Oakland, right? That half a year I played in Oakland. and when he was in Denver. One of his top receivers was Eddie Royal, V-Tech guy. I didn't play at Tech with Eddie, but I knew all about Eddie. I knew Eddie was a really good receiver. But because we're Oakland, all we played was man. So Mike Shanahan got us, you know, running all over the place. Like, he's got all type of motions. And, like, we're in straight man. So I'm yo-yo motion. I'm running back and forth. And so they killing us. Eddie probably had, I don't know, 8-9 catches. So I'm sure Jay Cutler probably like, ooh, D-Hall coming to Chicago. I lit him up when I was with Denver, right? So he just kept coming to the well.
The funny thing about that is I remember being on the sideline and everyone on defense was like, he made the Pro Bowl off this game right here.
Yeah.
He going to Pro Bowl off this game right here. Like, it's a wrap. He got one of the three corner spots already is gone. So just, damn, now I got to work. And I had two forced fumbles that game. I thought I was having a good damn game. Hey.
He did make the Pro Bowl that year.
Of course he did.
That was D'Angelo Hall on with Charles Peanut Tillman on his podcast. Let's talk a little Super Bowl. My cousin, Kevin, is going to join us to talk about this. He's not just my cousin. He covers the Chiefs.
So he can touch on Chiefs hate as it relates to Jordan Bulls hate as well.
And he's from Chicago, so we could ask him about, bad Chicago teams. Kevin Holmes will join us next here on The Score.